Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we travel through the Psalms with devotional comments along the way, we'll notice some helpful tools to make the most of our study. Right at the start, we want to ask, what are some components that distinguish Hebrew poetry from prose? Clearly, one isn't the rhyming of words, as is the case with much of our poetry. Instead, we see rhythm, the rhyming of ideas, or parallelism. Notice the last verse of Psalm 1, quote, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish," verse 6. The two parts are obviously related, but how? If the pivot word, the conjunction, is and, we'd expect two similar parts. Seeing the word but, the two sides will contrast. One side speaks about the way of the righteous, and the other, the way of the ungodly. How about the other words? We note not only the two ways contrasted, but the two results of going those different ways. And here we discover a benefit of parallelism. If we aren't sure what one side means, the other side will give us a similar idea in different words, if the link is and, or the opposite idea, if the link is but. Do we know what it means to perish? We might think it means to go to hell or to be destroyed. But the opposite of shall perish is the Lord knows. Perishing means to be unknown by the Lord. When Jesus says, quote, "I never knew you, depart from me," Matthew 7:23, this is what it means to perish, to be unknown by the one who knows everything, and sent away from the one who is everywhere. How horrible to exist but to no purpose, because you never accepted the purpose for which God made you. How are we known by God? Only our sins rightly introduce us to Him. We cry, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Luke 18, verse 13.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.